Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Shalom Daf Lamed Ches. We are starting by the second line of the two dots with the quote from the Mishnah Ben Arzal at Slotzal and Vilnsuris Daf San Chav Bez Omer Alf about halfway through. And today's office sponsor Lilu Nishmas Mars Mirim Sar Bas Miakim Moshe Hernish Amal should have an Aliyah. So the Mishnah told us Ben Arzal at Slotzal. Ben Arzal, he was in charge of Slotzal, which literally means symbols. Now what's that referring to? Kelly Tanin Tamon. It's like what's taught later on. Heinif has Gan Sudarin. This Gan, he would wave the Sudarin. He would wave the kerchiefs because the Kohen Gadol came to do an Asachim. Then Vehikish Ben Arzal, but Slotzal Ben Arzal, he would hit the symbols. And that was a sign for Levim to start singing the shir. Then we had said in the Mishnah, Hugdus ben Levi al shir. Hugdus ben Levi, he was in charge of the shir. What does that mean? He was in charge of the shir. So Rav Acha, he says in the Ima Yaseira Hayudea, he knew how to do an extra beauty with his voice. So he was in a way in charge of all the singers. Ever Amar Olav Hugdus ben Levi said about Hugdus ben Levi, Shahi Amanim is called Bezemer. He was able to make his voice beautiful with song. Uchshay Noitz Gadol Sech Piv. When he put his thumb into his mouth, Hayu Moitzi Kami Nezemer. He was able to produce many different types of sounds. Vahayu Echav Akayhanim Nizrakim Loi Bas Roish. His brothers Akayhan. Him, they were, so to speak, thrown backwards because of these beautiful sounds. We had then said in the Mishnah, Beis Garmu, Maiz Lechem Aponim. Beis Garmu, they were in charge of Lechem Aponim. Says the Gemara, Beis Garmu, Haibikim, Maiz Lechem Aponim, Uvir Diyasai. Beis Garmu, they were experts with Lechem Aponim itself and with taking it out, but Volei Ratzu Lame, they didn't want to teach anyone. There were 12 Lechem Aponims baked every single week, and they were in very complicated shape. There's Machlek is what the shape is, but they were very complicated, and they were baked in a mold, so they had to be A, shaped into that mold, and then baked properly, and then taken out properly so they wouldn't break. And they were experts in both baking them in the mold and being right to them, taking them out of the molds, but they didn't want to teach anyone. And Shalchav Eviu Manu Alexandria, the Chamim sent and brought experts from Alexandria and Mitzrayim, Vahayu Bikin Mas Lechem Aponim, they were experts in how to make Lechem Aponim, but Uridasai Loihayu Bikin, they were not experts in taking it out. Now, what was the big difference? And pay attention to the gears of change we have here. Beis Garmu, Hayu Mesikin Bifnim, Vahayu Bifnim. Beis Garmu, they would fire up the oven from inside and they'd bake it inside, and Vahayu Mesapeshes, it wouldn't mold. Everything was baked properly and evenly, 100%, so it never molded. Bava Elu, the craftsman from Alexandria, they had to fire it up on the outside and bake it on the outside because they didn't know how to properly take it out of the oven without it breaking. It would mold and go bad throughout the week, and so these craftsmen from Alexandria weren't helpful. Now, once a Chum discovered this, they said, everything Hashem created is for his covet. We have to properly mechabit him with proper lecha upon him. Shinamar the Pasuk says, everything Hashem does is for him, and therefore they sent a message based Garmu telling them, please come back. Vloy Rasu Lava, they didn't want to come. Acha Kafalam Scharon until they doubled their wages. They used to take 12 mana for their wages. Minoslan Esamarba, now they gave them 24. Was Rabbi Yehuda, where he says Esamarba, they used to take 24 mana for their wages. Minoslan Arbaim Ushmaine, now they had to pay him 48. Normalahan, they asked them, why don't you want to teach how to make the lacha upon him? Normalahan, they responded to the Chabim, we have a Masaris, a tradition for our forefathers. Shabbai says that Asadli Kharev, that this house is going to be destroyed. We don't want others to learn, and then they're going to end up doing it in front of their Avod Zaras. So we have to guard the secret very carefully. Now, the Chachamim did not agree to this Svara. However, the following thing is something that they would mention Beis Garmu in a praiseworthy manner for. That none of the family of Beis Garmu ever had good, clean, white bread. And why is that? They don't want people to say that they're eating from Lecha Uponim, that they're using this wonderfully fine flour that's used for lechem upon him in their personal bread, and therefore they always used to eat coarse bread. Mishnah then said, Beis Avtinos Amasak Taras, Beis Avtinos, they were in charge of the Taras. What was their specialty? Shal Beis Avtinos, Hoy Bikin, Bepitamak Taras, Ubimala Ashan. Beis Avtinos, they were experts in how to blend the Taras properly, and also Mala Ashan, which was a special herb that caused the smoke to rise directly upwards. Only they knew what exactly the Mala Ashan was and how much to put in. And Voli Ratzu Lame, they also didn't want to teach their secret. Now Shalchov Eviu Manam Alexandria, Nacham sent for craftsmen from Alexandria, and Hoy Bikin, Bepitamak Taras, they were experts in how to blend the Taras, but Mal Ashan Lohei Bikin, they weren't experts in this Mal Ashan. What was the difference? Shal Beis Avtinos, Hoysim Tamaris Va'ayla, Upaisa V'yaredes. The Taras of Beis Avtinos, when it was put on the Mizbeach, it would go all the way up straight. Metamaris Va'ayla means it would go straight up like a palm tree, and then it would spread out and come down. Once it hit the ceiling of the Heichal, it would then spread out and come down. But Shal Elu, the craftsman from Alexandria, Hoysim Paisim Yad, it would spread out right away. Now, Kim Shaluk Chamadavar, once a Cham discovered this, Amr they said, Kol Shbar Kosh Baruch Hulch Vedebar. Hashem created everything for his own covet. Shemrit says, and therefore we have to have proper k'tayres. They sent a message to Beis Avtinos, they didn't want to come, until they double their wages. They used to take 12 mana, now they were taking 24 mana. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda, he says, they used to take 24 mana for their wages, now they would take 48. Now, why do you want to teach your secrets? They told them, we have a tradition from our fathers that this house is going to be destroyed. We don't want others to learn, and then they're going to end up making this ketairas for their avodah zarah, so we don't teach it. However, just like by Beis Garmu, b'dvarim halalu maskirin osam l'shavach, regarding the following thing, they were mentioned in a praiseworthy manner. None of the women of Beis Atinas ever went out with perfume on. Not only that, when one of the men from Beis Atinas would marry a woman from a different family, he would make a condition with her that she's not allowed to put on perfume at all. So people shouldn't say that they're benefiting from the k'tayres, that's what they're using for their perfume. And this in fulfillment of the pasuk that says, you shall be clean from Hashem and from Yisrael. In other words, your actions always have to look like they're clean and clear, that there's no funny business, even though you know that you're doing the right thing. It has to be clear and apparent to others as well that you're doing the right thing. And our Rav Yisrael says, I once found a child from the family of Avtinos. I asked him, Bini, my son, from which family are you? He told me, Mishpachas Pliny, from this family, from Beis Avtinos. I said, Bini, my son, your forefathers, since they want to increase their kavod, they didn't want to tell anyone their secret, and that Mimela caused a decrease in kavod shemayim, therefore, their kavod has decreased and kavod shemayim has increased. Now, Amar Rukiva says, Sachli Shem ben Loiga. Shem ben Loiga told me the following, I was gathering some grasses, me and a child from the family of Tinos, I saw that he cried and that he laughed. Amarti, I asked him, Bini, my son, why'd you cry? Amarli, he told me, because the cover of my father's house has been minimized, decreased, because of the destruction of Beis HaMikdash, so they're not making ketaris anymore. So I asked him, so why'd you laugh? Amarli, so he told me, because of the covet that tzaddikim are going to have in the future. So I asked him, what did you see that caused these reactions? He said, I see the Malashan herb in front of me. So I told him, Bini, my son, show it to me. Amarli, he told me, Rebbe, I've Masaris in my hands for my forefathers, not to show it to anybody, even though you're very chashav and I could trust you. I can't trust that it's not going to get somewhere else, and maybe Avdei Avodah Zarah are going to find it. Now, Amar Yechon Nuri, he tells us, an elderly man from Beis Avtinas encountered me, he had a scroll of Samanim in his hand, which basically had all the herbs listed in it, with pictures or drawings of what they were. He told me, Rebbe, Lishavar in the past, Hayu Beis Abba Tsnuim, the people in my father's house, Beis Avtinas, they were Tsanua, you could trust them, they would give over this Megillah, Lam Chasam Beis on top, Elu, one to another, because we could trust the secret would stay within the family. But Vachshav now, She'enanem on him, they're not trustworthy anymore. Hail Chasam Megillah, Vizarba, take this Megillah and you be careful with it, making sure it doesn't fall into the hands of Avdei Avodah Zarah. And Rabbi Yechon said, when I came and I said this over in front of Rabbi Akiva, Zolgo Ein of Demais, his eyes poured with tears of armor, and he said, Me'ato now, Ein Onu Tzichon Laskirin L'Gnai, we don't have to mention them for the negative anymore, because we see they were really protecting it from Avdei Avodah Zarah, and once they didn't trust their family anymore, they did share the secret outside their family. And we said in the Mishnah, Elazar Hal Parechas, Elazar was in charge of the Parechas, and what is this? Shayim Mamun Al Argi Parechas. He was in charge of the ones who would weave the Parechas. There's actually multiple Parechas in the Beis HaMikdash that were replaced every year, so he was in charge of them. And lastly, Pinchas HaMalbish, Pinchas would get people dressed. Who's this referring to? Shayim Malbish Big Day Kuna Gedayla, that he was in charge of dressing the Kohen Gadol in all of his Big Day Kahuna. We explained in the Mishnah that he was also in charge of the clothing of the Kayani Hedyot. But over here, the Gemara is speaking out Beferush that he was in charge of getting the Kohen Gadol dressed. Another way of saying this is that he was his personal valet. Now, there was a story that a Kohen got an officer in the army dressed. He set his clothing up very nicely on him, and he paid him 8 zuhuvim for this. Some say he gave him 12. So we see that the skill in being able to dress somebody properly is actually not a bad parnasa. Moving on to Halacha Beis, the previous Mishnah that we just spent a lot of time discussing, we listed a number of different people who had these jobs in the Beis HaMikdash. So this Mishnah continues with that. There's not going to be less than 7 markoilin in the Beis HaMikdash. These are administrators of sorts. We had said earlier that the word is amarkoil, and the reason why it's called that is because amarkoil, they say everything, meaning when they say something, we have to listen. So we can't have less than 7 of these in the Beis HaMikdash helping run things. Ushleshi Gizbarn and 3 Gizbarn, who are the treasurers, they're in charge of money. And Vain Ois and Sorel at Tzibur Mamain, we can't have an appointee who's in charge of the Tzibur's money. Pachas Mishnaim, less than 2. We have to have at least 2 people. Except for in the previous mission, we had Ben Achia, who was in charge of the stomach issues of the Kayanim, and Elazar, who was in charge of the Parachais, Sha'ois and Kiblat Tzibur Alein. They, the Tzibur, accepted them upon themselves, even though they worked alone, but all the other people had others working with them. They weren't just working alone. The Gemara tells us, Ein Pachas Mishleshi Gizbar Mishiv Markoilin, Tani Viv Braisa, Mishnei Katlikin. We also can't have less than 2 Katlikin, who are the overseers over the 7 Markoilim. And Adai Dilsev, that's understanding the Pasuk, V'yichil V'atas Yov and Nachas, Gizbarin, they were the Gizbarin, and Vasol Virima is via Zevid Veliel, via Smichio, Umachas Ubinoyo, they were Markoilin. The Pasuk continues, Bekidim Yad Kananyo Vishimi Achiv, they were appointed by or they were working under Kananyo and Shimi, his brother, Katalikin, Kananyo and Shimi, they were Katalikin, and the Pasuk continues, Bemifkat Yechizkiyo Hamelech, Vazar Yohu Nugget Besalikim, they were appointed by and working under Yechizkiyo the king, and Azar Yohu, who is the Nugget Besalikim, who are these two people, Hamelech, Vekain Gadol, the king and the Kain Gadol. Now, Kshu Chaisem, when he would seal, meaning when they had monies that they were sealing up in a vault or in a room, taking care of it, so what would happen? Hagizbar Chaisem, the Gizbar, who's the lowest in this chain, he would stamp his seal, Venoisel Amarkel, give it to an Amarkel, Markel Chaisem, he would stamp his seal, Venoisel Katlikain, and give it to Katlikain, Katlikain Chaisem, he would stamp it, Venoisel Kain Gadol, give it to Kain Gadol, Kain Gadol Chaisem, he would stamp it, Venoisel Melch, and then give it to the king, and obviously the king was the last one who would stamp it. Now, Kshu Matir, when it was being undone, when they were going to be taking money out of the storage place, so Amelch Reach Chaisamai, the Melch looks at his stamp, his seal, makes sure that it's fine, it's intact, no one tampered with it. Umater, then he undoes it. Kain Gadol Reach Chaisamai, Umater, the Kain Gadol, he sees his stamp and he undoes it. Katlikin Reach Chaisamai, Umater, then he undoes it. Markel Reach Chaisamai, Umater, then he undoes it. Gizbar Reach Chaisamai, Umater, and then he undoes it. And the Mishnah then said, Enos and Sura Al-Tzibur Mama and Pachas Mishnayim, that when we have appointees over the Tzibur in regards to money matters, we can't have less than two people in charge. And Rav Nachman says, B'shem Rav Mana, where do we get this from? Al-Shem, because of the Pasuk in Truma that says, Vehem Yichos Zavis at Chilpes Argaman, is regarding all the donations for the Mishkan. It says, Vehem Yichu, they shall take the gold and the Tchilas and Argaman. So we see in regards to collection of donations, it wasn't just one person, it was at least two. Therefore, we see that all monetary things in Beis Mikdash have to be dealt with at least by two people. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow. Continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.